One change the Obama administration would like to see in healthcare has to do with the way that doctors practice medicine. The administration would like to see the doctors' offices keeping medical records on computers. To help, there is $19 billion in stimulus money. NPR's Joanne Silberner has been following the efforts of one doctor in suburban Maryland. And as she's found, making the switch is not easy.
Today, in a speech at the Brookings Institution, Vice President Joe Biden made a vow.
Well, what we're talking about, if we did nothing else, and we're going to do a great deal more in healthcare, you've got to modernize the system that allows for the transfer of information. It is archaic. It is absolutely archaic.
Doctors have been resistant. According to a survey last year in the New England Journal of Medicine, only 4% of physicians had total electronic record systems. 5 months ago, in Rockville, Maryland, pediatrician Cynthia Fishman decided to plow ahead with trepidation. Here's what she said then.
I'm nervous about technology. Today, for instance, I walked in and we're now transitioning our computers to the new system, and they were down.
Fishman worried that she'd focus on the computer and not the child, that computerization would be expensive. Her nine-doctor practice completed the transition to computers last April, a few weeks ahead of schedule. But sure enough, in the first week, there was an electrical failure, and for a day, they were back to paper. Now Fishman totes around a tablet computer with a pen for the touch screen and a keyboard for typing in information. She shows me her day.
So in this instance, my first patient of the morning was a three-year-old. And I would click in here, and I would wait. Because sometimes the computer is slower than I would like it to be.
The computer holds her patient's histories, her schedule, phone messages, and a prescription pad. But as for the promise that computerizing would make healthcare more efficient, not for Cynthia Fishman.
I will spend another couple of hours tonight at home after my children go to bed documenting in the computer what went on.
Information she didn't have time to type in during the day. As for costs, no money saved yet. Fishman's practice isn't receiving any of the stimulus money. They computerized too early. The big benefit for Cynthia Fishman would be if specialists and hospitals who treated her patients were able to send records that would go straight to her patients' charts. But no.
Right now, computers don't talk to each other.
Still, Fishman figured computerization was inevitable. She's made a conscious effort not to focus on the computer during examinations, and she's a good sport about the whole thing.
It's been going better now than it was the first month. So we're at least getting used to the system and there's not as much griping. Yeah, it's better, but it's still, you have to come back to me in probably 9 months.
She's hopeful. She says colleagues who've been computerized for years tell her they're happy. Meanwhile, the administration is hoping that computerized medical records will save on the nation's health care bill by wiping out inefficiencies like repeated medical testing. But that remains to be proven. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.